Louis Gregoire was his name.
We used to make these go-karts, yeah, with bicycles around that whole park area. I remember the trains they had out at the beach.
Yes.
I don't know how many different sets of trains they had out there, but one ran around the, seemed to me it ran around the roller rink, and
right,
it was on the water side of the roller,
that's
rink,
right,
coming around.
Came right back in front of the roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Louis Gregoire, that was the Valinda Street Bridge down there, and it was a, there was the only bar I think in town at the time was a thing called a Last Chance Bar,
okay,
right there on that corner there. And we used to be a lot of jokes about the Last Chance Bar.
Yeah,
is that Marquette?
Yeah, I was out there.
Yeah.
Still there,
yeah. And Patterson Road, that was like a, and on 4th of July, if you didn't get out to the beach by 4:30, you couldn't get on Patterson Road for the fireworks, you know.
Well, have you seen what happened with this latest storm and on TV and everything?
I heard about it. I was talking to Al Singer, who lives on Killarney Beach, and Dick lives out, Dick Jessup now lives at Killarney Beach. Ray Kuhn's house. What's the name of that beach where he...
There's Killarney and...
Linwood,
Reset.
No, it's...
Donahue, Applin.
Applin's where we were.
Yeah.
It's up near Linwood. Maybe Linwood Beach, but his house, I guess I saw it. It wasn't Brissette, but the name that didn't strike up, but it could have been Linwood.
There's another beach next to Kauai.
Well, right up in that area, because I saw in the paper in Detroit where his house was completely demolished, and he had just remodeled his whole place, I think.
There's a lot of places.
Check with Ray Kuhn. I think Ray Kuhn and Floyd Duchesne, who used to own the Bayview Bar before that, the people you were talking about had it then.
Glass.
Yes.
Dead gas.
The people that own in Essexville, the Colonial Tavern now.
Yeah.
Those people used to live out there. And I know they've got pictures and people, and they could talk to you.
I know there was a mound there out on the beach, right by the Jackrabbit. They built a fireplace.
Yeah.
And that fireplace was between two trees. One had a beehive in it.
Yeah.
And that whole thing was up about 6 feet, and it was a big sandbar.
Hmm.
Mowed that thing down, leveled the place out, and now the water just comes swooping in that trailer court, wiped out the
first. Yeah, the water's higher now.
Oh, I can imagine that. Yeah, because they didn't. Yeah. Well, I tell you, you talk about the water. Sometimes in the summertime, the water would be in the casino.
Oh, sure. Well,
we went past the gate where our gate up to the Bayview Bar. Sometimes the water would blow in that way. Yeah. Completely
inundated. In the world that ever got interrupted during your thing to send everybody home.
The water, well, they used to, now God bless these people. You talk about that. They used to park their cars, and the guy would go around and pick his girlfriend or his wife up in his arms and bring her in over the water to get into the club.
That's real dedication.
Right. And sometimes we'd be working in there. I remember one time when Millie was working there, Millie Obernor, the girl singer, doing that one stretch of summertime when the fish flies used to invade the beach.
Oh, yeah.
I made her.
Well,
they used to come in by truckload. Trucks come in the next day like truckloads and pick them up, and that's how many fish flies they were.
Yeah.
And it got so bad, she swallowed one time. She was singing a song, she opened her mouth, and she swallowed. So we built her with screen wire, you put a door screen, kind of a square thing, like out of a frame, and we stuck it over her head. She was singing through the screen because they're scared of the fish fly. Oh yeah, you couldn't. The floor would be just full. You know, you hear the scratching of the fish fly.
Yeah, right.
But that added to the being here, you know. And the fish was fantastic fishing in this area, you know.
Yeah, right. Well, the mayflies made a good fishing too, especially up on the South Branch.
It was a beautiful experience. Yeah, I don't think if I did it over again, I'd do it again. Not anymore. The business, I guess, as far as club business is concerned, is at the slowest ebb right now. There's nobody.
He's
scared.
Have you always decided that this is the area you want to be in, or have you ever?
Well, it is. I decided it for many reasons. Not lucrative or monetarily impressed me, but it just that the people.
Yeah.
I like the people in the Saginaw Valley. Boom. That's the way it comes. I come up like, you know, I see somebody. It makes you feel good. I guess it's a sort of an ego trip halfway, that when you go someplace and you talk to somebody and they care enough to listen. I don't know any way to explain it. There is that anymore. There's no more of that.
I noticed something in the People's Forum, though, that there was a letter written in and people are getting tired of the honky tonk bar business.
I hope so.
Loudspeaker,
yeah.
And they asked in this thing, in this letter, where they could go to a decent nightclub.
Yeah,
there's, my God,
there's no place.
You go up, you know, and the music now is that you can't, if you take a girl there, you can't talk to the girl, and the music's such that you can't dance to it. So what do you do?
Yeah. And I used to be a routine I used to do about the olden days when you know, like nowadays, you dance, you get on the floor and dance to that kind of music. You don't even know whether you're dancing with your partner or not, you know. In the old days, we knew we had somebody in our hands, and like I said, like, we didn't have any deodorant in those days, so we start dancing, and you got the smell of it, you just back up and dance a little faster, you know. But no, it's weird. People don't dance. They still, like you say, it's coming to that. They want to go someplace where they can have something, dance a little bit, and go home. I mean, they enjoy themselves, you know. That's why the restaurants that have pretty fair food now, that's the only ones that are doing it, but if they got something where you can get something good to eat, they'll go there and they'll go home. They're home by 10 o'clock.
Do you think there'll be a revival then?
It's hard to say. I don't think so. I don't think it'll ever go back to that.
It's hard to get back to that personal contact.
Like all these shows that are coming back, like memorabilia, like the thing that, what's her name, Ruby Keeler was in New York and those kind of things. Now they're trying to bring the old plays back. But it's like looking at an old movie. It's kind of pathetically funny because some of the motions they go through there are so outdated, but it's good to see the techniques they use, you know.
There was a girl on Johnny Carson or what, somebody's show that sings songs. She's a specialist in the
Bette
40s
Midler.
And 50s.
Bette Midler.
Oh,
yeah.
She is really good.
Yeah.
Somehow she changes it around where it's good today.
She's doing what they call campy entertainment. She's putting on like the Sha-na-na group. They've got the slick hair and the clothes, and they're doing, you know, the old tunes. Yeah,
music, white,
that's what they're doing. They're putting on the old days, but the songs. But when you sit down and take it apart, those songs and those things weren't too bad. You know,
yeah.
You hear them doing. They are doing. Some of them will sing some of the old songs now legitimately, and they're pretty nice. You know.
Well, listen.
Get some sleep.
Yeah,
all right.
Get some rest.
Okay, you get enough.
I think that's
okay.
Fine.
Fine.